Keith Peters reporting a divided Supreme Court has ruled that the Trump administration needs to release frozen foreign aid. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
By a 5-4 vote, the High Court rejected an emergency appeal from the Trump administration and reinstated a lower court order to release nearly $2 billion in frozen foreign aid. But it was not clear how quickly money would start flowing. Justices told the lower court judge to clarify his earlier order that required the quick release of aid to pay nonprofit groups and businesses for work that had already been done. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House GOP committee chairs invited Hunter Biden whistleblowers to President Trump's speech to Congress. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Representatives Jim Jordan and James Comer, the chairs of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees respectively, brought two IRS whistleblowers to disclose tax information to lawmakers about Hunter Biden as their guests to President Donald Trump's joint address to Congress Tuesday evening. Their decision to invite Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler as their guests underscores how Republican scrutiny on the Biden family could continue on Capitol Hill long after President Joe Biden has left the White House. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Hunter Biden sued the IRS in 2023, alleging that Shapley and Ziegler's disclosures of his confidential financial information were illegal. President Trump on Wednesday issued what he called a last warning to Hamas to release all remaining hostages held in Gaza. Mr. Trump, in a statement on his Truth Social platform, soon after meeting a group of recently released Israeli hostages, added that he was sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 485 points, the NASDAQ rose 267. This is SRN News. The governor of New Jersey wants to recruit abortionists. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Democrat Phil Murphy has submitted his budget to the legislature, and it includes $2 million to try and convince abortion doctors in other states to come to New Jersey to ply their trade. Murphy says, quote, "With this program, we're going to attract doctors and medical professionals from across the nation to come and join us in the Garden State." His budget also includes $50 million to pay for abortions and to stockpile abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Senate has rejected legislation aimed at barring males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats united against the bill and managed to stop it from advancing. Transgenderism in the schools has become an important topic for voters, and Republicans warn that Americans will remember what Senate Democrats did at the next election. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks climbed after President Trump pulled back on some of his tariffs, raising hopes he may avoid a worst-case trade war that grinds down economies and sends inflation higher. The S&P 500 rose 1.1%, bouncing back from its sell-off that erased all of its Trump bump since Election Day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbing 1.1% and the NASDAQ Composite gained 1.5%. The market turned higher after President Trump said he's granting a one-month exemption for U.S. automakers on his stiff new tariffs for Mexican and Canadian imports. The Dow was up 485 points today to close at 43,006. The NASDAQ gained 267 to 18,552. The S&P 500 gained 64 points to 5,842. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.